Nehemiah chapter 1. The words of Nehemiah comforted by Jehovah, the son of Hachaliah. And it came to pass in the month Chislew, Kislev, November, December, in the 20th year, 3623 AH, 419 BC, as I was in Shushan the palace, that Hanani, gracious, one of my brothers, came, he and certain men of Judah. And I asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped, who were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said to me, the remnant who are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and its gates are burned with fire. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept, and mourned certain days, and fasted, and prayed before the God of heaven. And said, I beg you, O Lord Jehovah, God of heaven, the great and terrible God, who keeps covenant and mercy for those who love him and observe his commandments. Let your ear now be attentive, and your eyes open, that you may hear the prayer of your servant, which I pray before you now, day and night, for the children of Israel your servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against you. Both I and my father's house have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against you, and have not kept the commandments, nor the laws, nor the judgments, which you commanded your servant Moses. Remember, I beg of you, the word that you commanded your servant Moses, saying, if you sin, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if you turn to me, and keep my commandments, and do them, though you were cast out to the farthest part of the heaven, yet I will gather them from there, and will bring them to the place that I have chosen to set my name there. Now these are your servants and your people, whom you have redeemed by your great power, and by your strong hand. O Lord, I beg of you, let now your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant, and to the prayer of your servants, who desire to fear your name. And prosper, I your servant ask you this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, the king, because I was the king's cupbearer.